Now, in this focused state of concentration, find the word that represents what you most want to have. From our earlier exercises, picture this thing that you most want to have. See yourself in your imagination owning or possessing that thing. See it in vivid detail. Now imagine the outcome. When you have this thing, what's the best case scenario? What's the single biggest benefit to the world from owning this thing? Picture that single outcome, that one benefit, with clarity. Now, picture the obstacle. What's the one thing, either external or internal, that's keeping you from having this thing? What holds you back? Picture this obstacle before you, in vivid detail. Now, simulate your plan for getting around that obstacle. Picture yourself successfully navigating that problem and overcoming it. What's the single action you need to take? Phrase it as an if-then statement. If obstacle, then action. Now, I'll count from 1 to 5, bringing you to full waking consciousness. You'll feel refreshed, awake, and alert. 1. 2. 3. Waking up. 4. And 5.
Day 19 is now complete. Mark it off in the Mind Hacking book or on your practice sheet or in the app, which you can download at www.mindhacky.ng. Write down those 5 words. Give yourself a reward. You've done it. I'll see you tomorrow. In the meantime, hack hard and prosper.
Generosity. Generosity.
Welcome to day 20 of the Mind Hacking 21-Day Program. I'm Sir John Hargrave. A lot of people ask me, all this mind hacking is great, but how do I actually accomplish these things? How do I actually make them happen? The goals feel overwhelming. I don't know how to start. I can't stay focused. I don't seem to make progress. There's an acronym we cover in the book called LASER, which stands for Limited, Achievable, Specific, Evaluated, and Repeatable. Breaking your goal down into laser-targeted sub-goals will help you get there. But there's an even easier way of thinking about this, which is to just ask the question, what's the next step? If you want to meet a new romantic partner, what's the next step? Today I will find 3 local singles meetups. If you want to find a new job, what's the next step? Today I will find 5 good examples of resumes on the internet. If you want to lose weight, what's the next step? Today I will buy a notebook for food journaling. If you ask yourself this simple question, what's the next step? You can usually get the answer pretty quickly. You usually know what it is, and it's usually something that's easy to put off. So I'll give you 2 more hacks. The first one is to ask yourself, first thing in the morning, what's the next step? Do it first. You can do this while you're brushing your teeth. What do I need to do today to achieve my goal, to move the ball forward? The second hack is just before going to bed, ask yourself, what did I do today that actually moved the ball forward? What did I do today that moved me toward my goal? You can also do this while you're brushing your teeth at night. This assumes you brush your teeth twice a day, which you should, because it prevents gingivitis. Now, when I started doing this at night, I was really surprised to find that a lot of times the answer was nothing. I did nothing today that actually moved me toward my goal. I was busy. I'm always busy, but everything was kind of maintaining the status quo, running on the hamster wheel. So bookending your day with that laser sub-goal in the morning, what's the next step? And the nightly review, did I accomplish that next step? This is a powerful pair of mind hacks. And when you really practice this on a daily basis, you find there's a kind of calm and peace that comes with it. Normally, we have that open task loop, that feeling of, I've got to do that thing, and it causes us that psychic anxiety that we've talked about. You know that feeling. When you accomplish that laser sub-goal, you close that loop. You feel more peaceful. Even better, you start to intuitively know what the next sub-goal is, and the next, and the next. It becomes a habit, a daily rhythm. And the way starts to open up before you. It becomes easier. And your mind becomes more calm and more tranquil. Our virtue for the day is tranquility. So find a comfortable spot. Get your body in a comfortable position. And breathe deeply with your back straight. Feeling that breath entering your entire body. Like a relaxing elixir, feeling that relaxation entering your body, notice that you've done all the relaxation in this program yourself using your mind. Watch the relaxation enter in. Now, picture yourself next to a still pool of water, and that pool of water is your mind. As thoughts arise, you can see them as ripples on the surface of the water.
You can count down from 5 to 1, progressively watching that pool fall into a state of absolute stillness. 5. As you move deeper into relaxation, you see the surface of the water smoothing over. 4. Deeper and deeper. Calmer and calmer. 3. The water is becoming glassy and reflective, entrancing you with its beauty. 2. Now completely still, completely calm. And 1. Absolutely still, absolute tranquility. As you breathe in, inhale the word tranquility. And as you breathe out, allow that tranquility to nourish you. Inhale tranquility, then feel it as you exhale. If you notice your mind wandering, you'll see the surface of the water rippling. Just return your mind back to that word tranquility and watch the pool return to its natural state of rest. Let's begin. Now, in this focused state of concentration, find the word that represents what you want to feel. From our earlier exercises, picture this feeling that you most want to have. Feel the feeling. Let it flood your body. Feel it now. Now, imagine the outcome. When you have this feeling, what's the best case scenario? The single biggest benefit from being able to access that feeling. Picture that single outcome, that one benefit, with clarity. Now, picture the obstacle. What's the one thing inside yourself that's keeping you from feeling this way? What holds you back? Picture this obstacle before you in vivid detail. Now, simulate your plan for getting around to that obstacle. Picture a successful strategy for getting around it. What's the single action you need to take? Now, simulate your plan for getting around that obstacle. Picture a successful strategy for overcoming it. What's the single action you need to take? Make it an if-then statement. If obstacle, then action. Now, I'll count from 1 to 5, and you'll arrive at full waking consciousness, feeling refreshed, awake, and mentally alert. 1, 2, 3, waking up. 4, and 5. Day 20 is now complete. Mark it off in the Mind Hacking book, on your practice sheet, or in the app, which you can download at www.mindhacking.ng. Write down those 5 words and give yourself a reward. And I'll see you tomorrow. In the meantime, hack hard and prosper. Tranquility.
tranquility.
Welcome to day 21 of the Mind Hacking 21 Day Program. I'm Sir John Hargrave. Yesterday we talked about your laser sub-goal. What's the next step? Did you identify that next step? Did you accomplish it? What's the next step for today? Doing that every day is like wielding a nuclear engine of productivity. Those tiny actions, day after day, become habits, and those habits rocket your life into incredible new dimensions. Mind hacking is an awesome power. You've received a glimpse of that power, and I want to leave you with the final exhortation to use that power wisely. History is filled with examples of mind hackers who've used their powers for both good and ill. But the ones we hold in the highest regard are those who use their powers to help the human race. Are you making the world a better place? When you look at your positive loops, are they for the good of yourself and humanity? Another name for this is love. Now, I don't mean romantic love. I don't mean movie love or pop song love. I mean real love, love of other people, love of your fellow human beings, the kind of love where you work to make things better. And when you do that work to help other people, you help yourself. You grow in the process. And that's what it's all about, baby. That's why you're here in the Earth School, to learn and to grow. Look how much you've grown in the last 21 days. I'm proud of you. Here's a funny mind hack that I use all the time. It's called the Ghostbusters Proton Pack. Remember the proton packs that shot out that concentrated stream of energy? When somebody is being difficult or irritating, I picture myself spraying them with the proton pack, penetrating their soul with positive energy at great force. Sometimes I spray people who just look like they need it. I'm walking down the street, see a homeless guy, or somebody who just looks like they had a rough night, or maybe like white trash. And instead of telling them mentally, "You look like white trash," I shoot him with a love gun. I spray a little positive mojo. It makes a difference. Try it. Our final concentration exercise will be on the virtue of love. So let's find a comfortable place to sit. Get our bodies in a comfortable position and breathe deeply from the belly, enjoying this last time together. Show yourself how much you've learned by allowing yourself to fall deeply and comfortably into complete relaxation as I count backwards from five. You can now guide yourself into this relaxation as you repeat the numbers silently to yourself. 5 4 3 2 and 1, even deeper than you've been to date. With your mind in this state of absolute calm, focus on the heart. Picture that heart filling with positive energy. Picture your heart attached to a proton pack or a fire hose that you can release at will. And picture someone you find difficult in your life
standing in front of you. With each inhalation, say the word love to yourself and charge it up with positive mojo. With each exhalation, spray that energy into the person you find difficult. Feel it actually penetrating their hard, crusty outer layer and positively charging their being. Inhale love, exhale the stream into their very soul. If you find your mind wandering, award yourself a point and focus back on the word love. Let's begin. Continuing to inhale love, picture that stream energizing your family and friends. Continuing to inhale love, picture that stream energizing your wider community. continuing to inhale love. Picture that stream energizing the human race. Continuing to inhale love, picture that stream energizing the entire world. And now, put your proton pack away, knowing it's available anytime you need it, or someone else does. It is a powerful tool. I'll now count from 1 to 5, and you'll bring yourself to full waking consciousness, feeling refreshed, awake, and positively energized. 1, 2, 3, waking, 4, and 5. Day 21 is now complete. Mark it off in the Mind Hacking book on your practice sheet or in the app, which you can download at www.mindhacky.ng if you haven't already done that. And write down those 5 words. Give yourself a reward.
because the 21-day program is now complete. Guess what? You're a mind hacker. Until we meet again, and we will, hack hard and prosper.
Mind Hacking, How to Change Your Mind for Good in 21 Days, was written and read by Sir John Hargrave. The recording engineer was Isaac Hargrave. Editing and post-production by Common Mode, Paul Fowley, technical director. The associate producer was Louisa Solomon. The mix engineer was Ashley Lehman. Original music written by Sir John Hargrave and performed by Derek Sandstrom, Jody Heights, and Chris Georginas. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Mind Hacking is available in print from Gallery Books.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.